Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Now, we're going to get back out here and make sure the public at large knows we're going to phone.
Oh, yes, whoosh. Dear. Let's go make a sign, dear, and put it up front.
Brilliant idea,
oh,
dear.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, there's some sign-making materials.
God. Okay.
Introducing two guys you never want to see in spandex.
Because you're beautiful. Drop dead.
Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Shake it up, Cliff.
Oh.
It's time for some milkshakes.
Shake it up. Shake
it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Oh, God. Why did we not bring a milkshake in here to begin with for the show?
I don't know.
We've got to get some. Austin?
Oh, leave him alone. He's filing. Kendall, I meant to start this show saying, welcome to the Brodeo. We're going to talk about some hot chicks and visible panty lines.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the internet talk show / radio filler program on radio station KBSH.
Ride 99.
Right here in Bushelltown.
And if you're listening live, good morning.
It's 4 a.m. Wake up.
It's 4 a.m. Wake up. Assholes. This is a show all about
one of our favorite subjects, milkshakes.
Couldn't just say milkshakes.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Couldn't just say milkshake.
Have I ever said one word to answer anything?
Have you ever? No.
Oh, that's that. Move on.
Have you ever? No, never. Not never. Hardly ever.
Cliff, do you know where milkshake, where the name comes from?
Because of how much you gotta shake it.
No, that's where our fat name comes
shake
from.
Shake it to the left, shake it to the right.
No, Cliff, they used to be served in bars.
Gonna shake this milkshake all night, all night.
And
bars.
In bars. And if the customer really enjoyed the milkshake, then they would shake hands with the bartender.
Oh, bullshit.
And if not, the bartender didn't get a tip.
I don't believe that for a second.
You never believe anything I say.
I have just learned that in life, like,
question everything.
Most things are just lies.
But the truth is out there.
They're just lies. Oh, so speaking of truth, mm-hmm. about this, since you brought that up,
I'm glad
that you did.
I was waiting for you to get into this.
So, the X-Files,
yes,
is back, and I love it, and it makes me so happy.
Do you?
I do love
well,
it.
Well, now you know I haven't watched all the old episodes, and I want to. Just so I can catch up so I can watch the new ones. But I've heard a lot of, like, blowback from people, and I didn't know if it was just them being stupid or if it was really not so great
anymore. I'll blow them back, you know?
Good. I'm glad to hear that it's good.
I think it's so good. Now, maybe people, I could see you might be the first episode because it tries, and I think it succeeds. Mm-hmm. And it gets you right back into, like, them looking for aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
And it catches you up and it makes it. And I can see people like, oh, well, we knew all this or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't like the way they're saying it. But
everybody's got opinion.
It's annoying. I love it and I want some more of it. And, so things from the 90s are coming back.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll blow them back, Kendall. These blowbackers.
That statement's coming back.
Blow them back. Because what do they want? They want 100 seasons of Fuller House instead?
I guess so.
Okay. There was a time in my life, I admit, when I was probably like 8, 10, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Full House was my favorite show.
Yeah, before I learned to talk.
I loved it. I had video cassettes
uh-huh.
of it. And at 34, almost at 35, because I'm trying to get used to it. So uh-huh. when we are 35 later this year,
hurt so bad.
It won't, because I'll be like, well, I've been 35. Mm-hmm. So as a 35-year-old man, I don't want no more of it. I don't need it. I think quality-wise,
I don't.
There's no question.
Yeah, I don't think we need it, first of all. But, you know, when I did
Fuller House?
Fuller House, yeah. When I used to watch it when I was younger, I had a huge crush on Stephanie. I always loved her. Stephanie. Yes, I know. I don't know why. Jodie Sweetin or whatever her name is.
Who do you think I had a big crush on?
Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. Yeah. Damn straight.
But no, I used to love Steph. And now that I've grown up, I'm like, what was I thinking?
Now that I'm grown up, I'm thinking, what the hell were you thinking? Stephanie? Because you were waitress and you thought DJ was too fat.
Oh, I did not.
Yes, you
no,
did.
I think I was the same age as Stephanie when we were watching it.
Of course, Michelle looks like a troll, and I don't know why you didn't
you got it, dude.
Go to Rebecca.
Who?
Aunt Becky.
I didn't. You know, I didn't like look at people that were older.
You didn't look at adults.
I didn't.
Whereas I wanted Uncle Jesse to usher in my sexual awakening. I would still date up for John
Stamos. Dude, that was so much fun, dear. Oh.
Sha-sha-sha, dear.
Oh. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're having so much fun. Are you guys... you guys are doing your dance class.
Dancing. Y'all are sweaty.
Yeah, we've been doing the cha-cha and the tango and the tutu and everything else, dear. It's so much fun.
She's a natural bone dancer, my beautiful wife.
Butter,
you bone dancing girl.
Thank you, dear. So are you, dear. Well, why are you having dance class here? I'm so confused.
But, you know, we're trying to pick up a few extra dollars, Buzz. our payphone was ripped off the wall when Charles, the contractor, was leaning on it last week. It fell off the wall, so our payphone is no longer in service.
First thing he's ever done that I liked.
Oh, Kendall.
Dear, that's not polite.
Anyway, we decided to... A little studio time. We would book out the lobby for various events.
Well, I don't know why we're in this big, huge push to, like, make all this money here.
I don't know. And there's a dance class out there. There's, like, less than a baker's dozen. I'm trying to count. There's a lot of people out there. They're moving. They're cha-cha-chaing.
I know it's insane, dear, that he's trying to make all this money, dear, but it's a wonderful event, and we're all having a community experience, dear,
yes,
and dancing together.
We must get out here by the time the cha-cha rotates back around. We're doing the rotating cha-cha bar.
Oh, the rotating cha-cha.
You must come out and join us whenever this thing you're doing in here is over.
I will join you guys when you start sweating the oldies. Oh my god. That's more for ballroom dancing.
How many times have I told you this? Milkshakes have been around for a long time. How long, you ask? Well, Kendall, the first milkshakes documented in print in a 1885 newspaper.
Oh my god. Well, at least I could have survived in 1885, I guess.
How to survive?
They didn't refrigeration in 1885, did they?
How did they do it? They had no electricity. They had no
refrigerator. That was Doc Brown back then. He was like, I made this refrigerator.
They had nothing. They did it with nothing. And yet we can't make...
We can't do it without a blender.
Can't do it without a blender.
Which was invented, Cliff, for the purpose of making milkshakes. Did you know that? In 1897.
I did not. Now, Kendall...
No, that was 1922, sorry.
You idiot.
I am an idiot.
Kendall, if you're so stupid, you probably thought a frappe was a strange name for a milkshake.
In Boston.
Oh. Then, Kendall, don't order one in Rhode Island. Nobody's going to know what you're saying in Rhode Island if you go to order a frappe.
I'll have a frappe.
Moron. When in Rhode Island, call them a cabinet.
You moron.
I'll have a cabinet. Oh, I have a large chocolate cabinet.
You know, please. You know, in the UK, Cliff, they call them thick shakes, which sounds a lot more like us.
It does sound like
a big old thick shake.
Now, speaking of, say you want a revolution. It's Dairy Queen led the fast food milkshake.
Can we go right now?
They introduced them in 1949, Kendall, and the rest. History.
We've never looked back.
We've never looked back since then. Say you want a revolution. Well, you know. Kendall, I have one thing to tell you.
What do you got?
So, my new thing that I do to pass the time at home in my studio apartment above the fish hatchery is, you know, I have that one window, and it opens out just above the grass there in front. And so, like, it's the grass, and then it's the street, and then it's the parking, right? So I open the window, and I just throw food out there, because I love to just...
I know your fascination with just throwing food out the door.
I love it.
Which, I love that you have this fascination.
So happy.
I don't understand it, but I love it.
I just love it. But anyway, I found it so... fascinating.
I was telling somebody at the grocery store the other day. I just loved it. I was just having a chat. I was like, my friend Cliff just loves to throw food out the window.
I do. I love it. But I feel like I'm feeding animals. And I feel like I'm a woman on the steps with Mary Poppins. And
Doppin's a bag.
Yeah, that's what she cries. All around the cathedral.
Oh, now I've done it. Oh, now I've done it.
Santa Paws look down as she sails her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares.
I knew it. I've just been laughing over 10 minutes thinking about it. Just lumps of food sitting on your window. Just piles of food.
I just let him pile up down on the ground. But here's the fascinating thing. Okay? Uh-huh. Two things that I've recently thrown out just to let animals, just to let the nature have its way.
More of an experiment, really.
It makes me feel like a scientist. First, I broke up some Pop-Tart pieces. And I toss them out. And believe it or not, because you think, okay, Pop-Tarts are a science experiment. They're not real food.
Uh-huh.
And, or whatever brand it was I bought. The Food & More brand. And
Blop Tots.
Yeah. Tarts. Blop Tots. Yeah. Those are the tater tots.
Blop Tarts.
When somebody from Boston wants one or the other, it's so hard because I want some Blop Tots. No, Tots. Blop Tots. But anyway, so I threw out some Pop-Tarts, and the birds, or something, took them, like, really soon. But then, one night I ordered Chinese food, and you have to have a subtotal of $15. Why am I poor? And so in order to...
Minimum order.
Yeah, to up my order, I got some Chinese donuts, which are, like, dinner rolls. This is what I thought they were like. Like dinner rolls that were fried and then kind of rolled in a little bit of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
We have such disgusting American palates that we need far more sugar than these allow. So that's why it was like a roll to me.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I'd already, nevertheless, had I loved them, I'd already eaten so much I could never shoved in more than one or two. And there was like 10 in the bag. And so I put a bunch of them out. One day I broke them up. And you know, they were a much tougher sale than the Pop-Tarts.
But they finally were gone?
Finally, they did. They were, like, rained on.
I did see Charles with a bag of Chinese donuts the other day. I think maybe he's going over to your house to get food from your window. That's what's happening.
Come to my window.
I'll throw out some food.
Isn't that
weird? Oh, it is weird, Cliff.
It is weird. Now, is there anything from the 90s that you wish would come back?
I thought you were jumping to weird news. I was like, I don't have any weird news.
Oops. That hasn't. We all know Full House and the X-Files.
Yeah, I did. There was a whole story. I was listening to the radio the other day. There's all these shows.
Tales from the Crypt is coming back.
Oh, is it really? Now, that one I might watch.
Now, I watched one of them the other day on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Run and watch them now.
On YouTube?
Somebody has removed all the Tales from the Dark Side. But Tales from the Crypt is still there. And I watched one the other day that was so good. And it was like the origin story of the Crypt Keeper.
Ooh.
And in the end, there was the little baby Crypt Keeper. But it was really good, and it made me wish that there had been, like, Crypt Keeper babies. Like, there was the Muppet Babies.
Oh, my God, I had to watch that. I've never heard this backstory of the Crypt Keeper.
It is a really, really good one.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of other things involving the Crypt Keeper, did you ever see the cartoon, The Tales from the Crypt Keeper?
I think I did.
Isn't that weird that they made that a cartoon?
There's a lot of weird cartoons in the 80s that people were like, I think so drugged out on drugs. They're like, let's make a cartoon out of this.
There's so much cocaine.
There was?
Everywhere.
In Hollywood.
Just everywhere. Oh, I gotta take a break thinking about it.
Me too. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
As a gold star mother and the national president of the American Mothers Committee, I urge you to vote. I'll see you at the polls.
We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back.
To Milkshake.
Oh, I went and got a milkshake during the break.
Of course you did.
Well, of course I did.
Of course you
over
did.
Over at the Erotic Bakery.
And I don't want to even know.
It's called a shake.
Oh.
Kendall, oh, look at them cha-chaing out there.
Look at them cha-chaing out there. They just can't stop. They can't stop.
They won't stop.
Kendall, I want to give a quick tip. This is a quick tip.
Quick tip.
For the poor people out there trying to be healthy.
That are no doubt listening to this show.
Because, listen, if I could take one tip of my own, it would be this.
Stop eating.
Replace a lot of what you eat with bananas.
Mm.
Because you know what, especially for the very poor amongst us, how is it, what a weird conundrum that I'm so poor and fat, how did that happen? Because people look at you, they look at you accusingly like, well, you're obviously wearing your money, we know where it goes, into
you must
your
be rich.
Damn throat. And it's not untrue,
but
bananas are so cheap. They're much cheaper than apples. They're much cheaper than other fruits. And so if you're trying to be healthy, bananas, and they have fat and vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
potassium.
Look at the mighty gorilla.
Look how strong he is.
You need only look at the mighty gorilla to see what a good diet supplement bananas are. Don't you think that would be a good thing to do?
It would be. I'll never follow it, but yes, it would be a great thing to do.
Eat a bunch of bananas, and then, and by a bunch, I mean like five that were connected together mm-hmm. in a bunch from the store, and then have a sensible dinner.
I do really try a lot of times when I'm...
I call it the banana plan.
That is bananas, Cliff.
Yeah.
I do try when I'm like hungry in the morning, I think, oh, I should just eat a banana, because it's healthy, and it's I'm not eating like pancake or something mm-hmm. terrible for me.
Yeah.
And... you know, a lot of people swear by the hangover cure to drink a banana milkshake sweetened with honey. Have you heard of that before?
No.
Because it has the electrolytes and the potassium and the magnesium that helps you get over the hangover.
Whoa.
Only a regular old drunk like me would know. Banana milkshake is the way to go.
Kendall is changing the game here today.
Plus, I just look for anything when I had a hangover to eat to make it better.
Now, Kendall, this reminded me of you. The milkshake, as I've said, it originated in 1885.
Mm-hmm.
It originally contained whiskey and tasted more like eggnog than the milkshakes we enjoyed.
See, and
today.
They were in bars.
No,
it's
nothing about a bar.
Oh, you just didn't look at the right place.
They were made exclusively in homes.
You did not read that. I know the writers. They did not send you that link.
Now, get this. New Englanders eat more ice cream and milkshakes than all of the rest of America. You wouldn't think that,
given moving north.
How fat we are here in the South.
Well, we found other things to eat as
We eat everything. Kendra, did you ever get a brain freeze from a milkshake?
Every time I eat one. You know I can't drink one slow enough to not have a brain freeze.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I want to eat all this in me right now.
Now, some people might say, don't you have to have a brain to...
baby. Too close to home.
Oh, take
You've gone from preaching to meddling.
You know, this is just the roast portion of the show.
Uh-huh, we hit it 30 minutes out of every show.
It's a roast, whatever. All right, Kendall. But no, you can cure your brain freeze by pressing your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Does that work?
I do it every time. I don't know if it works. I think it does help. Have you ever tried it?
No, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Maybe I don't.
What a great answer there. What is it with Kendall?
What God only knows. God only knows what it is.
What is it with Kendall? What is it with this guy?
He's such a fat guy.
Okay, the song was over.
Why doesn't he stop eating?
These are clues in search of an answer, Cliff.
It seems that simple. All right, Kendall, I better get these quick or I'm going to be mad.
Oh, here we go. First one. He.
He.
was known for his distinctive baritone voice.
Boris Karloff.
No. Throughout his career, he had sold...
Tony the Tiger.
No! He had sold an estimated 136 million albums and ranked among the 10 best-selling acts in the UK.
In the UK, some no. British guy. No.
Some British guy. At age 15, he was punched in the left eye, leaving his pupil permanently dilated.
Oh, no. David Bowie?
Yes!
Oh,
in honor of David Bowie.
In honor. In memoriam.
In memoriam. All right, Cliff, next one I got for you here.
All right.
You're sure to get this one. It was filmed in New York City and Hollywood.
The Muppet Movie.
No, this movie was made in 1961.
Oh, the only one they made that year. Beach Blanket Bingo.
No. It won an Oscar for Best Song, which was written by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer.
Oh, was it Moon River?
Nope. And it was
wider
based...
than a mile. Keep going.
It was based on a novel by
style.
Truman Capote.
So, yeah, it was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, did you say Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I said, was it Moon River, which is the song that won the Oscar.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention.
Idiot! Oh, my God, I'm glad somebody's awake while they're hosting this show over here.
Oh, you were saying the song was Moon River.
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, that was not the correct answer. The judges? No.
Gotcha.
They said
gotcha.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, tango, tango.
Oh, three. My God.
Oh, tango. Oh. Oh, olé, olé, olé. Oh, Buzz, have you got a dance fever? I believe we've caught dance fever.
Oh, girl. I got a fever, but it's not for dancing.
Oh, he's got a flubber.
Dude, I'm just giddy with the excitement from all this dancing.
Ooh, you're looking lovely, dear.
I've never been so light on my feet, dear. This is the most wonderful time I've ever had. Dear, please join us after the show.
We're going to book it every week. Every week.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Come along, dear.
Dancing fool. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Every week they're going to do this?
They'll get over this pretty soon.
Oh, no.
You know Mr. Snottenbottom. He'll have some irritable bowels later and he'll be done with it.
No.
All right. Do we have time for one more of these, Cliff?
Let's do one more if I can get quick.
All right, Cliff. This romance film made its debut in 1987.
No, Dirty Dancing.
Yes!
I had the time of my life.
I just gave you that one so you could sing that song.
And I never felt this way before. Kendall, I was in the liquor store the other day. I happened to be looking for a gigantic bottle of gin.
Oh.
And nearby, there were other gigantic bottles of vodka, which I don't buy, or I haven't bought in a long time. And there's so many flavors these days. Have you noticed this?
Yes, there's, I have.
Every kind of flavor. And
I've actually tried whipped cream before, like years ago. It was awful.
But here, okay, there were two. That one of them was maple syrup flavor.
Ugh.
Tell me why on God's green earth you would need a maple syrup flavor vodka.
There was this one
to
movie
just
I
pour
watched.
On your pancake.
There was this one movie I watched where this guy was pouring stuff on his pancake.
Yeah,
that must have been it.
I've seen that maple syrup vodka, and
that
also
doesn't make any sense.
The next one over from it was peanut butter flavor vodka.
What?
And the name of it took me weeks to get that it was a double entendre. But then the name of it was nut liquor. And perhaps it's not a double entendre and I just am filthy. But anyway, peanut butter. I guess you could put that with like a grape soda.
I would say jelly tonic.
Yeah. That sounds kind of good with a grape soda. They'd be like drinking a PB&J.
Don't give me any crust.
Don't knock it till you try it. Kendall, what the hell time is it?
Oh, it's time for host match, Cliff.
Host match.
I'm so excited about this, Cliff.
I got a host match for you. All right, so this is this new segment where the hosts try to match each other. So I'm going to read something that has a blank in it. We're going to come up with the answer in our heads for what goes in the blank, and we try to match each other.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
All right.
It's a surefire recipe for fun.
You sure you don't want me to try to explain the rules?
Yeah, you explain.
I can make it like 12 minutes long.
Kendall, here's a riddle for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's small and green and leaps tall buildings in a single bound? It's super blank.
Okay.
Alright, so I say it's Super Booger. What do you say?
Not that. I'm saying Super Martian.
Super Martian. Alright, didn't match.
No match there.
Alright, next one is the caveman said, I just went to a very unusual wedding. A dinosaur blanked the bride.
Blanked the bride.
Yeah, a caveman said he went to a very unusual wedding where a dinosaur just blanked the bride. What do you say?
Killed.
I think this might be a match. We'll have to ask Chomped.
Oh, Chomped. Judges?
Chomped. I think that, yes.
Yes, it's a match. Of course, it's a match.
Close enough. All right, host match number three. Here we go. Kendall, on the airplane, Stephanie said to Jessica, I don't have much confidence in this airline. I just saw the pilot, and he had a blank sticking out of his pocket. I say parachute.
Oh, I said instruction manual on how to fly a plane.
I think it was too long to fit in the damn
No, it fits.
Call me Ishmael. all right, here, Kendall, last
Ishmael.
One. That was Kendall, Nate, the delicatessen owner, is a fantastic violinist. But he doesn't use a bow. He strokes the violin with his blank.
With his sausage.
With his sausage. I was going to say Wayne.
Pretty close. Close judges. Enough? Yes. All right. It's the match.
All right. That actually was the last one for the host match.
Well, damn. That just makes me all kinds of sad.
Damn it, Kendall. Damn it all to hell. The other day. Oh, it was horrifying. It was terrifying. Because you know how in my studio apartment, I like to leave the lights low. Because it's harder to make out the filth.
I can't see myself, which I guess is the other point. You can't see how fat you've gotten.
I don't want to see how fat. I want you to see my fat, and I don't want to see your fat.
Uh-huh.
It's a don't ask, don't tell, don't show, don't look situation. But anyway, I like to keep the lights low because there's just layers of filth on everything.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to clean them. But the other day, I dropped something very important on the floor of the kitchen. It was a spoon that had food on it. And I thought, I think it landed in a good place. I can just pick it up and eat it. And I turned on the light.
Oh, my God.
Kendall, and I got down on the floor because I had to like really look for it.
Oh, God.
It was like I was in a sandbox of crumbs on the kitchen floor. There were so much. And of course, I couldn't believe it. I about was shocked to my knees. But
you were on your knees already.
Yeah. And so I turned the light back off and then I swept. And I just swept up this huge, like enough dirt you could planted a flower in it. And it was just crazy.
Well, to make you feel better.
I know that doesn't happen to you because you're a neat freak.
I was just about to say, to make you feel better, I dropped this bottle of vitamins the other day.
Uh-huh.
And they poured all over the floor. And I was down. I was like picking them all up. And I went to put them back in the bottle, and there was just, like, dust all over me. I was like, oh, God, and I had to throw them away.
Oh, no.
I couldn't bear to take them anymore after that.
Oh, no. That was crazy. Kendall, do you have any more to share about milkshakes?
Oh, Cliff, do I ever.
Before we are forced to wrap up this show.
Do I ever have things to share about milkshakes?
Do I ever cross your mind?
You know that June 20th is National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
You're kidding me.
And September 12th is National Chocolate Milkshake Day. So,
oh, man.
There you go.
Whoa. Really?
Oh, no, I do have one other great thing to tell
Kendall,
you.
Kendall, did you know this?
Oh, I just gasped. I know
so
you did. I heard it.
I have to break in because it's a breaking bulletin.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll get back to whatever you're saying. Kendall, did you know that nearly half of all milkshakes are bought in the early morning by people who commute to work in their cars?
What? Why wouldn't I be doing this?
Why have we not been chasing everything with a milkshake?
That's a breakfast I can get behind.
Oh, now that's a breakfast I can get behind. You're going to have to take several days off and eat nothing but bananas.
As long as I have a banana milkshake, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Milkshakes were a popular food of the extras in the ape costumes from the Planet of the Apes. Those damn dirty apes were drinking milkshakes all
along.
Because
it was so hot in those costumes.
Well, the straws would fit in their mouth in the costumes. They couldn't eat anything.
Well, they could have sucked down tomato soup, but that was not the most popular thing, was it?
Hey, don't go there.
Hey.
Hey, Cliff, it's sad.
It's sad. I hate to see a show about milkshakes.
I'm so sad and... to see this show ending.
But here you go. It's over. Kendall, I've got a quote for you about milkshakes. It goes like this.
All right.
If I can't suck your milkshake through a straw, it's not a milkshake. It's a glass of ice cream.
Oh, amen.
And that was said war, I don't know, but it was said by who? Bill Maher.
And I got a quote for you. Give me a milkshake. And that was me.
Give me a shake. Give me a shake. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Give me a shake. Shake.
All right. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Oh,